Session 2 is starting February 19th, and it runs through April 14th. There will be no programs the week of spring break.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to try to hold them. Everybody's flying off somewhere warm. But we have so many new programs coming out with the kids, and you can stop by and pick up one of our lovely flyers.
Good grief.
So beautiful.
Look at that.
Radio, you guys can
works
see
well
it.
On radio.
Which is actually funny, because one of the first years we did this was when they were in the development stages of the building itself.
Yes.
And I remember they brought in the plans.
Yeah, they brought in these huge placards with, this is what the YMCA building is going to look like. And we're sitting there going,
okay,
thanks, but
thanks.
No.
Well, do we need to give a little visual then? So swim lessons, you get a nice warm pool to dive into and a fantastic instructor to teach you how to swim. Did you like
good.
That?
That's good. I like that.
We also have youth and family programs. We have karate. Joyce Trudeau is a fantastic instructor, and she does our family karate.
Family karate. I like that. That, you know, Thanksgivings were never the same after that family karate class at the Y.
Well, we actually had to add another session because it's so in demand. It's such a great class. I thought you'd like that. Our art programs kick off again, and we've got photography, sculpture, and color theory, which is, she does a great job. Elizabeth Howe is fantastic as an instructor, and you can't miss if you get in her art classes. Their kids just excel, and we know how important that is for the brain development.
Mm-hmm.
That other side has to get active. Our sports, Pee-wee Mix It Up, Healthy Kids Day coming up, and then a lot of youth fitness programs. Peace, Power, and Purpose. It's a new one. Michelle Oswald, it's youth yoga for kids.
Really?
Yes. It's very exciting class. And Michelle Oswald does a great job with that class and the kids. After School Fit Club is back, and then youth strength training. And then our adult classes, you wouldn't miss the try this summer, and you wouldn't miss the walk run coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the training sessions starting for those so folks can get involved. Women's strength training, individual endurance training, and then we've got group endurance training coming up. And then just for those adults, we've got adult karate too.
Oh, well. Good. Huh.
And Thanksgiving was never the same at the Lindela household after that. So, but really, the bottom line, and you just kind of ran through it, I mean, there is something for the kids, there is something for mom and dad, there is something for the family unit as well.
There is. And the West End programs, too. We, you know, baby boomers and beyond, we're going to have a personal group training session for active older adults out there, parent infant massage classes. The kids' karate's moved to the West End, too. We've got an instructor out there
nice.
Now. Walt's doing a great job out there. Not this Walt.
No.
We also have At Play for 6 months to 4-year-olds to get kids active in stories, themes, games, and it's just nice to have a parent and mom in the West End, in Negaunee.
Well, really, in the bottom line, too, is just stop in and ask, or stop in and pick that up, because you're going to find something that's going to interest you, or interest the kids, or hopefully interest everybody.
That's it. That's what we're about.
Anything else on the docket that is happening out there? I know that you got a ton of stuff there to talk about while we got you for a couple minutes.
I appreciate that. We also are one of the sites where low-income families who may not have health care for their children. And the income levels in some of the pockets in Marquette County, you know, particularly K.I. Sawyer, we have 92% of the kids on school aid lunch there. And in Ishpeming, a lot of folks don't know, almost 53% of the kids are on school aid lunch. So there are families out there who are struggling. And we are one of the sites that can do the My Child enrollment. All four of our locations, our staff are trained. If parents want to come in and get their children enrolled in the My Child program, which gives them health insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we've partnered with them and been trained, and we can provide that. Get the folks enrolled, and it's $10 a month for their children, and most parents can scrape up the $10 a month for their children, and then they get health insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield. And you can come to any one of our four sites. That's like Superior Village, Van Boone Child Development Center, the Negaunee Y, or the Marquette Y, and we can get folks enrolled in those.
It's really interesting, as I just mentioned a moment ago, about the changes at the Y. Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not that traditional thought of what the YMCA or whatnot would be or had been. How is that going? How are those changes working out?
I think they're being embraced a great deal, because there is so much need in our community. And with the three areas of focus, healthy living, social responsibility, and youth development, and us expanding and helping other organizations, collaborating and partnering, like Blue Cross Blue Shield for the My Child program, and then having our staff trained, having that capacity, and then to serve our community in those roles, the need is there. And that's really what the Y is about, is trying to to strengthen our foundation and help people lift up and be better in our community and have an opportunity to participate. You know, our scholarship program this year, I just looked at the yesterday numbers, it was $122,000 in scholarship. That's a lot of scholarship last year, and that's folks who would not be able to participate in lots of different programs. It's not just the Y. It's, you know, some of our education programs, our art programs, the swim lessons, those other things too.
Well, as always, the website address and phone numbers.
YMCAMQT.org, and the phone number is 227-9622 or 227-YMCA.